from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They know that he's going to be sidelined for some amount of time. The question is whether it will be the weeks or the months, depending on how the surgery on the torn meniscus goes. And in the interim, J.J. McCarthy will be given the time he needs to get well. They will focus on getting Sam Darnold ready for the regular season opener against the New York Giants and possibly beyond. But the next big news out of Minnesota will be what doctors found and what they decided to do to treat the injury.
Adam Schefter on Sam, not Sam Darnold, well, Sam Darnold in part, J.J. McCarthy's injury. It's going to be Darnold. And as a person with Justin Jefferson in a fantasy league, I like that better. And I'm not a McCarthy fan. I've kind of always been a little bit of a Darnold fan. He really, I mean, I don't think he's great, but has he ever had a actual good shot anywhere? Like, I bet it's going to work with him in Minnesota. Look at his career. I mean, he was at the Jets, which is as dysfunctional an organization that exists, and Adam Gase was his head coach, even worse. Then he gets traded to Carolina, and Matt Rhule and the Panthers and their owner is maybe the only team in the league that's more dysfunctional than the Jets are. So, again, I'm not saying he's great. His numbers stink for the most part. But he hasn't had any favors. He hasn't had much help. And it might be too late. You know, you build some bad habits over the years. You don't develop as a passer when you're 20, 21, 22. And now he's 27. And he finally, I think, is in a spot that's good for him. Like, Kevin O'Connell is a good offensive coach. He runs, what I've heard or listened to about O'Connell is he's a bright offensive mind, but he runs a really complicated offense. So we'll see. Maybe Darnold's able to play in it right away. And he's got the best receiver in football. He's got a rookie that just had 10 touchdowns. He's got a great tight end. You know, this would be it. If it's ever going to work for him, it would have to be right now. But I like having him there for Jefferson. Give me the veteran that might know what he's doing better than the rookie that I didn't really like much in the first place. Minnesota, they are projected and the favorites to finish last in the NFC North this year. That's a quick look at the Vikings. Big injury for them. Yesterday, rookie quarterback goes down. You've had Ayuk news this morning. Can the Niners just make a decision? Can the Niners make a decision? You know, although I do understand why they haven't. The Niners, if I were them, what would I be trying to do? I would, with all this, these big contracts in place right now, I think what I would be trying to do is thread a needle to sign Ayuk and trade Debo. But you can't trade Debo until after this year because of the contract he's on. Debo Samuel, if the Niners were to trade him, this if they would have done it this offseason, before June 1st, they would have taken on a $22 million dead cap figure. 21.9 after June 1st. So they take on a big cap hit without Debo. And you're trying to win the Super Bowl. Like, all right, resign yourself to, we'll move Debo after the year. Let's get Ayuk to play for us on his fifth-year option. Then we'll give him the money he wants, and we'll trade Debo Samuel. But give us one more year of Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and all the lot of them. And Ayuk is not letting them do that. Ayuk is basically pushing them to say, you've got to pay me now. I'm not waiting a year. I'm not playing on a one-year contract without any guarantees in case I get injured. I want the money. And I'm not giving you a hometown discount either. So the Niners have waited and waited and waited and probably just hoped and prayed, like, can we get him to play? Can we get him to play? They could still test him. Maybe that's all this is even still. This Jeremy Fowler report from a couple minutes ago that makes you think, okay, they're on the goal line with an extension or trading him to Pittsburgh. Maybe that's just more talk. Maybe that's just the Niners, again, trying to buy time and get to the regular season where they could dare him to sit out. Go ahead, sit out. But Ayuk kind of is giving them signs like, I'll do it. Don't test me. I've made it ugly. I'll make it uglier. Man, it is a little complicated because they just have so many guys they've already paid. And Trent Williams wants a new contract, by the way, right now. So there's another guy, another star player on their own roster that's in a similar situation. And that's why this is dragged on for 7 months. That's why it comes up all the time. That's why there's news about it all the time. It's because I think the Niners were trying to thread a needle, get him to play this year in the fifth-year option, and then trade Debo the year after. And they've been trying to do that, and I think Ayuk is telling them, you're not going to be able to do that. And he's been telling them for 6 months, and this has all been a staring contest. I would, like, if I had a fantasy draft today, actually, Sigmund Bloom just had the same take. From Football Guys, who's been on the station a bunch. I agree with Sigmund. If I had a draft today, I would be drafting Ayuk as though he's a 49er. And if it wasn't that, it's a Steeler. He's going to be a Steeler or a 49er. But I would bet 49er right now. 803-0550. I put a poll up last hour. We had a caller call in at the end of the 7 o'clock hour about the Bills and, you know, their playoff caliber mindset. And we got into a little bit about, you know, what's Bills fans' attitude right now when it comes to the Super Bowl and this quarterback and this coach and GM and owner, all of it. Because I've had this attitude, and I'm sure other fans have, for 3 years, really since Allen became the elite-looking freak show, amazing rocket arm, jump over people, Gronk running the ball quarterback. Since he became that, I have felt like they're going to get one. And I still feel that way. If you made me bet right now, predict the future, in Josh Allen's career, are they going to win a Super Bowl? You'd still find me betting yes. But, I mean, every year that passes, you're a little less sure and a little less sure and a little less sure. Every year that passes where they don't win it. and just gauging like where fans are at with that going into, can I call it phase two or even phase three? I'll call it phase two of Josh Allen. Because the rookie season, like in 2019, no one thought they had a chance to win. It almost doesn't even count for this. Phase one was the original group of players around him. An elite corner in Tre'Davious White, elite safeties, Hyde and Poyer, and Edmonds, if you want him. Diggs, of course. Diggs. Phase one is Diggs. But also all those other guys. Dawkins, you can add him to the mix. That core group around Allen that were largely the same for the last 4 years are pretty much all gone. This is the middle. This is the bridge. And you can win while you're on the bridge. The Chiefs just did it. But I think they're on their way to phase two. They haven't fully crossed the bridge yet. I don't think we know. Like the Diggs, Poyer, Hyde, Trey White, Edmonds, Dawkins group. Like Dawkins might be carryover. But that group from before, what does that group look like next? That's where that caller from the 7 o'clock hour, his overall point was about the Bills and their draft picks and needing to step, some of the young guys needing to step up. And that's where, like, they've stepped up to fill roles on this team. This team has needed a cornerback to step up and become a starter while Kyer Elam was figuring it out in the first couple years of his career. Who did that? Christian Benford did it. He showed up. He stepped up, playing a starting role. They needed someone to step up when Tremaine Edmonds left. Terrell Bernard did that. They needed someone to step up when I was going to go to Diggs on this. I don't know anyone's done that yet. Shakir. Last year, we could do it for the half of the year. The second half of last year, Joe Brady's the coordinator, and the Diggs plays, and Diggs statistically went from an elite receiver to he was last in the NFL in yards per target under Joe Brady, meeting a certain threshold. Who stepped up? They needed a receiver. Shakir, fifth round pick, he stepped up. He filled a role. And they've had a lot of guys do that, fill roles. But have they had guys step up to be a core group around Allen? And that hasn't quite happened. They haven't replaced the level of play that guys like Diggs, White, Poyer, Hyde, Edmonds, they've done that, I guess. Bernard's done that. They haven't quite done that. Those were elite players. And they're going to need, during this bridge phase, this transition year, they're going to need, I think, guys to go from, they're going to need some young players to not just fill roles. They're going to need them to be core pieces that could be counted on at all times. Impact plays. Game-changing types of plays. Allen makes most of them, right? But he doesn't make all of them. The New England game, we remember it, the playoff New England game as the perfect game. But if you remember, the Bills did open up with a touchdown drive, and then New England on their first drive was moving the ball down the field. And Mac Jones threw a bomb thinking he had a touchdown. Why? Because his receiver beat his man. He had a receiver beat the corner on his way for a touchdown. I think it was Kendrick Bourne. And what happened next? Micah Hyde flew out of center field and made the greatest interception I feel like I've seen a Bill defensive back make in my life. And New England, I mean, the game was never close again. That's an elite play from an elite player in a playoff game. And who do you knew that was something you could count on Micah Hyde to do. There have been other guys that have made plays like that over the years. Impact plays when you need it. And I just don't know who the Bills count on for that right now. Is Ed Oliver the name? I think Ed Oliver's very good, and I think last year he took a big step. Is he that, though? Maybe he is. They need guys to step up in that way, or else winning a Super Bowl is going to be hard. They didn't win a Super Bowl with players that were that good before. The best, one of the best receivers in football for 4 years. The best safety duo in the league for 4 years. One of the best corners in football for 3 or 4 years. Elite players all over the roster. They didn't win. Milano was an all-pro. First team all-pro. I hope he'll get back to that. It's a question mark, though. They didn't. That team didn't win the Super Bowl. You don't get star players to emerge on this Bills roster. It's going to be tough. And that's why I'm kind of on the fence of whether it's going to happen. It's a big picture, big scope type of question here, but the poll I put up, like, what's your current attitude about the Bills winning a Super Bowl during Allen's career? Like, I'm someone that's kind of on the fence right now of whether it will happen. I'm still pretty confident, and I would bet yes, but man, that's the angst, that's the anxiety of each season, is you don't know. And nobody wants to daydream about a future where Allen's career has ended and they haven't won. That's a nightmare. I don't even want to think about it. I don't know. I mean, look how long it took them to replace Kelly. No, we don't need to go that far down the road. But where's your confidence level at? And Bills fans are pretty split, at least from my poll. The leading choice right now, but only at 32% out of four choices, so hardly a leading option here, is legit worried that they won't win. Second to that is confident it will happen. There's still a quarter of the voters that are confident they're going to win. Like, yes, they're going to win under Josh Allen. It's going to happen. I got all the faith in the world. Then you got the people that joined me on the fence that it'll happen. That's 22%. And then probably the most reasonable group, which is just reaction to this, is, hey, just live in the moment. I'm not worried about this question because I'm just living day by day, year by year. Live in the moment, 19%. Where are we at? We're in the middle of it. We're in the transition year, the bridge year, if you will. And again, you can win while you're in your bridge year. You can do it. You need luck. You need your quarterback to get hot in the playoffs, and you got to be healthy. That's the other part of it. One huge key, and so far, so good, I would say, on this front. Knock on wood, it continues. Although, I guess we don't know what Milano's status is at the moment. But when you're in your transition year, a lot of what that means is you're not as deep as you normally are. And one way that depth doesn't matter, or that depth doesn't have to matter, is if you're one of the lucky teams that stays healthy. If your depth is never tested, well, then you have a better shot than most of winning. And that we can't know. That we can't pretend to know. That's just, you know, last year, how could you have predicted that they were going to have A.J. Klein and Tyrell Dodson playing linebacker for them against the Chiefs? How could you have known that? How could you have predicted that? I don't know what, when they line, if they make the playoffs and they go play the Chiefs again, I don't know who's on the field. I don't know that Milano's on the field, they play the Chiefs. I don't know that Rasul Douglas is out there. I don't know that Travis Kelce's out there. The injury part of it can really sway your chances when you don't have the depth. The Chiefs are a team that has had less depth in the last couple of years, and they really haven't had the big injuries. They haven't had the big injuries to overcome. They've had a few, not to say they've had none, but what has helped them is their key guys were healthy. 803-0550 is the phone number. Steve in Texas has a thought on this conversation. What's up, Steve?
Hey, biggest fear with the Bills in the Super Bowl is something happening like Stafford in Detroit, where it just never happens, and then Allen goes home to California and plays for the 49ers, and then Shanahan finally wins the Super Bowl because he got Josh Allen on a, you know, one of those, I'll take a pay cut with a great offense and go win one. I think as long as this team makes the playoffs, whether they're the seventh seed or they get the one seed, or our chances are great. It's just, you know, trying to watch the regular season and enjoy it. But They just need to get to the playoffs. I really don't care at this point whether they're the one seed or the last seed. Just keep going to the playoffs and getting that scratch-off ticket.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve, for the call. I actually think I'm going... That's a lesson I've been trying to tell myself for a couple years, which is, hey, don't get too bogged down focusing on January. Don't treat every game as... Oh, they won. All right, well, good. Well, let's see what happens when they play the Chiefs. Don't leave every game with the thought of, well, let's see what happens when they play the Chiefs in January. You won't enjoy it as much. And then you might be mad at yourself down the road for not enjoying it as much. I'll say this, though. It's sometimes you gotta fight to not do that. Sometimes you gotta fight to enjoy the games when there's the weight of Super Bowl expectations, especially when they're the favorite. They were the favorite 2 years ago. Everyone was picking them. They were the betting favorite. They were the pick by all the TV guys. We thought they had the best roster in football. I thought they had the best roster in football. I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl that year. I would have picked them. But did you enjoy it as much? This year, did I enjoy it as much? Like, this year, I think I'll find myself enjoying the games more if they're successful. And that is a little bit of a natural tendency when there is doubt. You know, like, what I understand how it works. I try to fight against it, but why are the 05-06 Sabres my favorite sports team I've ever watched? Part of it was it came out of nowhere. It came out of nowhere. They stunk before the lockout. And then they came out of the lockout, and they were like 14th in the East in betting odds. They were being projected to finish way out of the playoffs. And then they were the best team in the NHL. The unexpectedness of that team is part of what made them so beloved. And when you have lower expectations, and then you're great anyway, that will make it more fun. And what the caller just said there about, hey, just get in, I don't care how you get in, that has not been true before. 7 seed, 6 seed, being a wildcard team would have felt like a failure in the previous couple of seasons. And now it would feel like, you know, you might even sign on the dotted line for it. I don't think I would. I think anything short of the division, you wouldn't catch me doing it. But I'm sure some Bills fans would. And what comes with that is every game might feel like it matters more because you're just trying to get in. Now you're just trying to win 11, win 10. And when you're not as sure of that, you know, it'll all get amplified in the regular season. The regular season will feel like it matters more because now you're not so sure that they're automatically going to...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
...to win the division, that they're automatically going to make the playoffs. Right now, their odds to win the... or to make the playoffs. The Bills are at, this is at FanDuel Sportsbook, yes is minus 176, no is plus 142. Like, that is not, that's not that likely. I mean, it's more likely than not, but it's not a heavy, heavy favorite. And their odds to win the division, they continue to creep closer and closer to the Jets. I bet by the start of the season, the Jets are going to be favored. The Bills right now are the favorites for the AFCs, plus 165, which means plus odds. I mean, they're by the odds, they're less likely to win the division. You would take the field over the Bills. The Jets are plus 170. They are right there. See, the thing, part of what I come back to, though, is why I wouldn't take them just making the playoffs, why I would need the division, is I don't have the respect for the Jets. Look at them already. Look at them already. Haason Reddick. They traded for him in the offseason. They don't want to pay him, even though they knew they were going to have to pay him. And now he wants out. Huge part of their pass rush plans. Might not even play. That quarterback staying healthy, no way for me. And he was 26th in the NFL in QBR the last time he played anyway. Now there's a story. Did you see the story about the honey? There's like a tampering charge maybe coming against the Jets because the Jets owner, before he signed with the Jets, gifted Aaron Rodgers like this honey that he got from the Queen of England. It's a weird, weird story. It might come down to what it's worth. If he gifted Rodgers something that's worth like $1 million, I think that's tampering.
If right? There's a jar of honey out there worth $1 million.
That's a good question.
That in itself would be very impressive.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think I've seen they discovered jars of honey in like the pyramids of Egypt. That was still good, by the way. Honey never expires. I think I remember reading that. 1922, they discovered 2,000 jars of preserved honey from the tomb of King Tut. That's probably worth $1 million. No? Well, I guess if there's 2,000 of them, you know, they're maybe not as rare as you think.
Yeah, but it's 2,000. Like, think of like a sports card or a car that's like one of 2,000. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
If there's, you know.
That would just be cool to say also that I have, hey, this jar of honey I have, this was King Tut's honey. It's 2,000 years old. I don't think that's what Rodgers got, though. I don't know. There's just drama with the Jets every day, every week. The quarterback just had a torn Achilles. The line can't stay healthy. I'm not betting on them. And that's part of it for me with the Bills. Like, I still think they're going to win the division. 803-0550 is the phone number on this conversation. What else did I want to get to coming up? I'll try to remember it. Otherwise, there's some other things happening in the league that I want to get to. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. 803-0550 if you want to chime in. This is WGR.
I think the Cowboys are terrified of the possibility of Dak leaving and going to the Giants, who desperately need a quarterback. So they're doing everything they can to try to get Dak to stay. It's just not really their decision. Mm-hmm. I think if Dak doesn't get a contract before week one, he's gone. I think he'll be gone in 2025. Dak does not negotiate contracts during the season. He doesn't want to think about contracts. But if we get through the 2024 season and he doesn't have a contract, I think he's gone. So I think there is some urgency from the Cowboys to try to get a deal done. But again, how willing is Dak to sign a deal right now when he knows what free agency could hold from him 9 months from now?
Marcus Mosher, I guess, from 8 o'clock on Dak Prescott. Dak is good. Great, even. Like, every metric you look at, the guy is fantastic. And he's had help. I mean, number one receiver, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, before that, Amari Cooper. Like, the whole time he's been in Dallas, a great offensive line. So no doubt about it, but he's fantastic. He's right on the Stafford level for me. Like, we're talking Hall of Fame talent. Maybe not quite like all time GOAT, like at like I almost said like Allen. Like Allen, yeah. Mahomes, Brady, Manning, Elway, Roethlisberger, even like below that. I think he could win big, but Dallas just has this curse about them. Whatever it is, they cannot win the playoffs. And last year, it wasn't even close. Like, they got destroyed by a 9-win Packers team. The Packers are everybody's darling now, but a team gave up at the trade deadline. They traded Rasul Douglas to the Bills for a draft pick. They didn't think they were winning a playoff game at that point in time. A team squeaked in at 9-8 and then destroyed Dallas, who led the league in point differential. But you know what? Like, the thing about Dallas last year, and maybe this has kind of been a point about them for a couple years, is they're like Miami. They will hammer the bad teams, and they will struggle mightily against the good teams. Last year, like, okay, they were number one in point differential. Their wins by more than one score. They beat the Giants by 40. Okay, so that helps. They beat the Jets with Zach Wilson by 20. They beat the Patriots by 35. They beat the Rams. That's a good one. Rams by 23. That's a very impressive one. The Giants, they beat again by 32. So plus 72 of their point differential was just the New York Giants. They beat the Panthers by 23. They beat Washington by 35. Eagles by 20. There's another good one. And then they beat Washington again by 28. Like, of all their big blowout two-score victories, like, they beat two good teams. And meanwhile, they lost to Arizona wasn't a good team. They lost to San Francisco, big. They lost to Philadelphia. They lost to the Bills easily, who ran the ball on them. They lost to Miami, who was another one of these teams that couldn't beat anybody good. And then they got smoked by the Packers in the playoffs. So Dallas is one of these conundrums where I can't figure out how good they actually are because, yeah, point differential and EPA per play and like a lot of these metrics show they're one of the best teams in football, but then every time they play the other best teams in football, they don't really show up. And I've got years of sample size on that. Plus 75 against the Giants last year. That's one of those things that's made me respect point differential a lot less as a metric to figure out how good you actually are. And that's knowing the Bills have been kings of this for years. The Bills, point differential-wise, have been better than the Chiefs. But Miami last year, running up the score on Denver, plus 70, or whatever they had against the Broncos, and the Cowboys being this other team where you just beat up on the bad teams over and over and over. Like, does that actually make you the best team in football? I want to see what you do against winning teams. That's, to me, the real test. What do you do against winning teams? Dak leaving. The Cowboys, where are they at if Dak leaves? How do they let him leave? I mean, like Marcus said, it's up to Dak. If Dak wants to go, then he'll go. The Cowboys, though, What are they going to do? They're going to do Trey Lance? Are they going to draft a guy? Are they going to try to grab another veteran? I don't know who would be available. There's nobody hitting free agency next year other than Prescott. That's a big name. All this, by the way, you know what it made me think of when Marcus was talking about, hey man, Dak might really want to go, was thank goodness the Dolphins paid Tua. Thank goodness the Dolphins paid Tua. Because if they hadn't, I would have been thinking the rest of this morning, after Marcus said what he did about Dak, I would have been thinking the rest of this morning about Dak going to Miami and how terrifying that would be. Because Dak, I think, is a far more talented quarterback than Tua is. And Dak running that offense with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Devin Achane and all their weapons, Mostert, man, that would be more terrifying, because I would expect them to be able to have a counterpunch. That's the thing about the Dolphins, is if you figure them out, well, there's not much else they can do because their quarterback is so limited. But Dak's not as limited, so they would have more pivots. But we don't have to worry about that because they paid Tua and he's locked in there. 803-0550 is the phone number. Josh, did you see my top 10 Disney villains yesterday that I put up on Twitter?
I did. I also saw that you tweeted about the Little Brave Toaster, and that's a movie I hadn't thought about in years.
Such a good movie.
It is so good.
Great kids, but the Little Brave Toaster is a great, great movie. Yeah, so Villainland is coming to Disney, and I just, you know, threw out my top 10 Disney villains, and is Cruella De Vil is number one an acceptable answer? Who else could be number one?
I mean, she wanted to kill dogs, so
exactly,
that's not great.
Come on. Also, I mean, villains in general are having a surge here, right? There's a lot of standalone origin story villain movies.
I think that are coming out.
And Cruella was one of them. Cruella had her own movie with, I think, Emma Stone in it. It was very good.
I think Scar could be higher. I would honestly bring Ursula down to six and then just slide everyone up. Because Scar...
How far down are you bringing Ursula? To six?
Six, yeah.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid?
I mean, Jafar can definitely go at three because he was just a crazy person.
Uh-huh.
Hades can go at five because he was... Or at four because he was pretty bad. I mean... The Greek god of the underworld, that's
yes.
not great.
yes.
And but Scar, though, like, I feel like he's so underrated because he doesn't reveal...
he's not a human?
He doesn't reveal anything. He just goes about his little plan.
Yeah.
And he was, like, ready... He killed Mufasa, spoiler alert, you know, 30 years in the making. Sorry. Uh-huh. And then almost kills Simba. Like, he would have had no problem just getting away with everything and just living a life of whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think... that Scar should be higher.
You think Scar should be higher?
That's my only thing.
It's a good defense.
The Leopard from Tarzan is an underrated one, too.
The Leopard from Tarzan is a terrifying character. You know what his name is also? Saber. Go search Saber Tarzan and go watch the scenes of this leopard in Tarzan. Yeah, Scar, okay, I could move Scar higher.
Because, like, Ursula's bad, but all she really wanted to do was steal Ariel's voice.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, but, like, she didn't want to take over the undersea, or she didn't want to do anything like that. She just wanted a better voice.
Didn't she do stuff with souls also? Like, stealing people's souls? Or am I thinking of Hades? Am I mixing them up?
That's Hades.
Okay.
That's, like, Hades' whole, like, shtick. Like, that's his thing.
Yeah. Little Mermaid was one of the better Disney movies when I was growing up.
Vladislav Tretiak.
Miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle, baby. Let's go. A lot of people told me the coach from Miracle should have been the villain, though. Mm-hmm. Although he helped them. He took Tretiak out. Anyways, back on the Bills. And your attitude on them winning a Super Bowl with Allen. Chris in Lancaster has a thought on it. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning. You know, I think you're right. With Josh Allen, we always have a chance, and it's always going to be exciting. But, you know, I really feel strongly about this, and I kind of feel bad saying it. I think our head coach coaches not to lose. And I just think that he holds the team back. I mean, he brought them so far, and I think that was really exciting. But to get to the top, when we play a good team, especially in the playoffs, Kansas City, Cincinnati, he sits back, both offensively and defensively, and I think with Josh, anything's possible, but I doubt it because I think our coach is holding us back, and it pains me to say that because I'm a big Bills fan. What do you think? Have you heard that before? Is it just kind of me thinking this way about McDermott?
That he coaches not to lose?
Yes.
Oh, no. We've heard it. We've heard it a bunch. I don't know how much I agree with it. I think his reputation is that, and I think a lot of that comes from him being a defensive coach, but compared to his peers, I'm good with Sean McDermott on that front. Like, to me, he consistently goes for it on fourth down. He has the pass-happiest team in the league in the last 5 years that he's been the head coach of. And I've got examples more and more of him just being willing to get out of the way on his offense. And this will be the real test for me on that front. The next real test. Because I think he did that with Dable. Is he going to do it with Joe Brady? I don't know. Brady, as an interim, you know, running the ball more, that's not his background. If Joe Brady comes out again and is playing a safe, conservative, running the ball style of offense, then it's going to be hard for me to think McDermott didn't have something to do with it, because nothing about Joe Brady's background before that says that he would run that style of offense. Nothing. Not in Carolina, not in LSU, nothing. But I don't predict that's what they're going to be. My question about McDermott, more than like how he coaches, is just about timeline. It's just about how many chances you get. It's nothing to do with really even how good a coach he is. Is more for me, is he going to get all of Allen's career? If he doesn't win one, will he get Allen's whole career if they don't win? Or does there come a point where we're going to try something else because you're not getting his whole career without winning? That doesn't even sound fair, does it? You don't get his whole career and not be able to win. That would be my point. But I think I'm years away from thinking that that's realistic. We'll have time to get a call in and Extendo Sports. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll come back and wrap things up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online, northtownkia.com. Colin and Cheektowaga. What's up, Colin?
Hey,
Colin,
guys,
you there? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, sorry. I was wanting to talk about what the last caller was talking about, Chris.
Sure.
I don't think it's fair to say that Coach McDermott is coaching to not lose. I think that, especially in the playoffs at least, when considering that ever outside of the first year, Josh's rookie year against Houston, were we really going to win the Super Bowl that year anyway? Probably not. We've been having third and second string players in our defense in the most important positions constantly. And like that kind of changes the way you got to look at things. And I don't know. I just don't think that's a fair assessment of Coach McDermott's coaching in the playoffs, personally. That's the way I see it. So I just don't think that that's fair to him or the team when they're playing at a disadvantage, right? Like the Chiefs, have they had a big, big injury on the defensive side of the ball? When I feel like all of our injuries on one side, opposed to being like, oh, we got a couple guys on offense hurt, a couple guys on defense hurt. I feel like it's all our main pieces on defense.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Colin. I think, is 13 seconds playing not to lose? I guess you could qualify that as that. I just think it was a schematic mistake. And I'm talking more about what they did defensively, not the kickoff. The last time the moment for me where it felt like McDermott was playing not to lose was a while ago for me. It was the AFC Championship game where the Bills are down 21-9 and they've got fourth and goal at the 2 with 11 seconds left in the second quarter. Fourth and goal at the Chiefs 2. They are down 21-9, and he kicks the field goal. That was 5 years ago. That was playing not to lose. That was that one, looking back, I still can't believe they did. That was a joke. You could maybe file some other things under that umbrella. Maybe you would do that with 13 seconds. Maybe you'd do that with when they kneeled against Philadelphia last year after the Eagles tied it before going to overtime. I guess you could. But I tend to think McDermott's more aggressive in situations because that's what the charts say. That's what the numbers say. The numbers say in game management decisions, it's like Dan Campbell is the only one that's actually more aggressive than he is. And maybe like one other guy. All right, that's it for me today. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show on the way next with Sal Capaccio. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mermaid was one of the better Disney movies when I was growing up.
Vladislav Tretiak.
Miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle, baby. Let's go. A lot of people told me the coach from Miracle should have been the villain, though. Mm-hmm. Although he helped them. He took Tretiak out. Anyways, back on the Bills. And your attitude on them winning a Super Bowl with Allen. Chris in Lancaster has a thought on it. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning. You know, I think you're right. With Josh Allen, we always have a chance, and it's always going to be exciting. But, you know, I really feel strongly about this, and I kind of feel bad saying it. I think our head coach coaches not to lose. And I just think that he holds the team back. I mean, he brought them so far, and I think that was really exciting. But to get to the top, when we play a good team, especially in the playoffs, Kansas City, Cincinnati, he sits back both offensively and defensively. And I think with Josh, anything's possible, but I doubt it because I think our coach is holding us back. And it pains me to say that because I'm a big Bills fan. What do you think? Have you heard that before? Or is it just kind of me thinking this way about McDermott?
That he coaches not to lose?
Yes.
Oh, no. I've heard it. We've heard it a bunch. We've heard it a bunch. I don't know how much I agree with it. I think his reputation is that, and I think a lot of that comes from him being a defensive coach. But I, compared to his peers, I'm good with Sean McDermott on that front. Like, to me, he consistently goes for it on fourth down. He has the pass-happiest team in the league in the last 5 years that he's been the head coach of. And I've got examples more and more of him just being willing to get out of the way on his offense. And this will be the real test for me on that front. The next real test. Because I think he did that with Dable. Is he going to do it with Joe Brady? I don't know. Brady, as an interim, you know, running the ball more, that's not his background. If Joe Brady comes out again and is playing a safe, conservative, running the ball style of offense, then it's going to be hard for me to think McDermott didn't have something to do with it, because nothing about Joe Brady's background before that says that he would run that style of offense. Nothing. Not in Carolina, not in LSU, nothing. But I don't predict that's what they're going to be. My question about McDermott, more than like how he coaches, is just about timeline. It's just about how many chances you get. It's nothing to do with really even how good a coach he is. Is more for me, is he going to get all of Allen's career? If he doesn't win one, will he get Allen's whole career if they don't win? Or does there come a point where we're going to try something else because you're not getting his whole career without winning? That doesn't even sound fair, does it? You don't get his whole career and not be able to win. That would be my point. But I think I'm years away from thinking that that's realistic. We'll have time to get a call in and Extendo Sports. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll come back and wrap things up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online, northtownkia.com. Colin and Cheektowaga. What's up, Colin?
Hey,
Colin,
guys,
you there? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, sorry. I was wanting to talk about what the last caller was talking about, Chris.
Sure.
I don't think it's fair to say that Coach McDermott is coaching to not lose. I think that, especially in the playoffs at least, when considering that ever outside of the first year, Josh's rookie year against Houston, were we really going to win the Super Bowl that year anyway? Probably not. We've been having third and second string players in our defense in the most important positions constantly. And like that kind of changes the way you got to look at things. And I don't know. I just don't think that's a fair assessment of Coach McDermott's coaching in the playoffs, personally. That's the way I see it. So I just don't think that that's fair to him or the team when they're playing at a disadvantage, right? Like the Chiefs, have they had a big, big injury on the defensive side of the ball? When I feel like all of our injuries on one side, opposed to being like, oh, we got a couple guys on offense hurt, a couple guys on defense hurt. I feel like it's all our main pieces on defense.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Colin. I think, is 13 seconds playing not to lose? I guess you could qualify that as that. I just think it was a schematic mistake. And I'm talking more about what they did defensively, not the kickoff. The moment for me where it felt like McDermott was playing not to lose was a while ago for me. It was the AFC Championship game where the Bills are down 21-9 and they've got fourth and goal at the 2 with 11 seconds left in the second quarter. Fourth and goal at the Chiefs 2. They are down 21-9 and he kicks the field goal. That was 5 years ago. That was playing not to lose. That was that one, looking back, I still can't believe they did. That was a joke. You could maybe file some other things under that umbrella. Maybe you would do that with 13 seconds. Maybe you'd do that with when they kneeled against Philadelphia last year after the Eagles tied it before going to overtime. I guess you could. But I tend to think McDermott's more aggressive in situations because that's what the charts say. That's what the numbers say. The numbers say in game management decisions, it's like Dan Campbell is the only one that's actually more aggressive than he is. And maybe like one other guy. All right, that's it for me today. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show on the way next with Sal Capaccio. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.